I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. These stories about what's happening behind the scenes at the Ellen DeGeneres show. It's getting pretty hairy. And actually, just announced this morning, Ellen fired three of the senior production team producers as a part of the show. Most of them have been with the show since the show started in 2003. Now, behind the scenes, there's been a lot of stuff about how Ellen isn't very friendly to the not only the people that work on her show, who she works with, but guests on the show. Even audience members that come in, there's a lot of stories that are coming out about it.
Really? I haven't heard those ones.
Yeah, there was one story that came out over the weekend of a girl that was picked out of the audience to do like one of her games with her. And before the commercial break, where they were like, all right, listen, don't look Ellen directly in the eye. Don't ask her any questions. Speak when spoken to. Like, gave her like all the hard rules of when she's on stage on the show of what to do and how to interact with Ellen. And she said it was a terrible experience. It was something had to do with water. Like, they got water dumped on them or something. And then they sat backstage for over an hour before they brought them dry clothes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it was,
if I was told, don't look this celebrity in the eyes, it's the only thing I'd be able to do after that.
Yeah, yeah.
And not just because, like, when you're told don't do something, it makes you want to do it, but just because I'm petty.
Now, the news about the firings happened yesterday. Ellen had a video conference call, and she was so emotional. She was to the point of tears. She was very apologetic. There's 200 people that work on her show. She admitted that she's not perfect, and she realized that in an effort for the show to run like a well-oiled machine, sometimes leaders are not as sensitive to human beings as they should have been. So she said that they're taking the steps to make sure that they're not doing stuff on the fly that would, you know, stress people out. They're, you know, trying to stick to timetables that everyone agrees on to make sure that it's a smoother process. So my question is, are we canceling Ellen? I mean, there's a lot of stories that are coming out. Is she going to be able to get back on stage, well, obviously, when the world starts spinning again, and be able to do her show knowing this stuff is happening behind the scenes?
So has she not been doing the show at all this entire time?
I think she did for a while in the very beginning, and I think it's been on a hiatus for the summer.
Got it. Okay, so this is complicated. And I think one reason why it's so hard for people or enjoyable for people is because we don't like phoniness. And Ellen has always kind of positioned herself with her show as being everybody's best friend. Miss smiles, you know, and she's dancing with the audience, and she loves animals, and she loves you, and you love her,
stuff like that. She's just your friend.
And then to find out all these stories. I mean, there's so many stories now that, like, it's hard to say it's not true. So, and Ellen's even kind of admitted it vaguely in messages she's put out, like, okay, I have some problems or this.
Well,
that,
no,
and
no. What she says is like, basically, I had no idea, but it's because, you know, I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Okay.
And I wish, you know, had I been paying closer attention, then I would have. Listen, we work in an office.
Right.
People love to gossip. You're telling me it never got back to her that one of her big producers was grabbing the crotches of other men kind of regularly?
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, my point is, though, that for her to get back on track, she needs to confront the phoniness issue. Like, what? Maybe you rebrand yourself and you are more honest with who you really are. You know that
but
Netflix...
But what if who she really is a monster?
I don't think she's a monster.
A lot I think of that, people...
I think that she is a very broken person. On Netflix, there's a David Letterman show called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. It's just an hour-long interview. And he had Ellen on, and it was one of the most fascinating episodes of that entire series.
How so?
Well, Ellen talked about how she was suicidal for a while after her old sitcom was canceled after she came out of the closet because she said she lost her sitcom, and then she had no stand-up career either because people thought she was either going to do all gay jokes and didn't book her, or people were mad when she didn't do all gay jokes.
Uh-huh.
And she was like lost. And it was Finding Nemo that kind of put her back on the map. But she was talking about not just that, but like her family life and upbringing. And I think Ellen is just really kind of like... broken.
Okay, welcome to every single comedian.
Right. The problem that she has now, though, is she's positioned herself as Miss Sunshine,
right.
And that is not who she is, and we all know it now. So do we cancel Ellen? I think Ellen has to cancel herself, kind of.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Ellen needs to, if she doesn't want to be canceled, she needs to cancel herself. She needs to go... You know what? It's like when I think she was the one to call out Perez Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
Who said such nasty things. And then I think she called him out and went like, why do you do this to everybody? And he was like, oh, you're right. I do need to like think about this. And he revamped himself and became a softer, more kind person. Still edgy, but not like as awful as he was.
Right.
She needs to, like, walk away for a little bit and then maybe get some of the stink off of her.
Right.
And then when she resurfaces, you know, it's got to be being, like, sunshiny all the time has to be exhausting. Look at Gavin.
Am I sunshiny all the time?
Every day you just miss a walk-in, dimples, glowing, constant.
Oh, you got me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.